Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Martine. If you will provide me with the zip code listed on the account you're calling about.
11231.
Okay. And whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Tracy Baskerville.
Okay. To assure I'm looking at the correct account, can you verify your address, please?
16 Mill Street, apartment 3E, Brooklyn, New York, 11231.
All right, now it looks like you have the Pigasin CBD.
Yes,
how can I help you?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so right now I spoke to my bank and stuff. They hit me up about some statement of this company took $89 or so from out of my account. I don't know what is going on. I did not allow that. But, you know, all that's going on with the COVID-19, they told me to give y'all a call and let y'all know to what is going on with that. Because I don't know nothing about it.
Okay.
Before they handle it.
All right. So let's see. Well, I'm not sure if you're aware. It looks like on the 25th of March, when you paid the shipping and handling for the product, I was setting up a 14-day free trial per the terms and condition. Once the trial actually expires, you're then charged the full retail price for the product. So that's a charge of the $89.97 you're showing on the account. And
right,
if I understand
well,
you... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm listening to you.
All right, now if I understand you correctly, you did state you were experiencing some issues due to the pandemic, because I know you are in New York, correct?
Right, yes.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Now, where did you see the ad for the product when you originally?
CVS sent it to me. Yeah, they sent it to me. I was at my job, and they sent it and told me to, you know, send the $4 or so, you know, for the shipping and handling, and that was it. That's all I agreed to. Anything else is like, no.
Yeah, you weren't aware of. Well, not completely understand if that information wasn't clear when you, you know, signed up for the survey.
Yeah, nothing of that was mentioned. So, like I said, I spoke to my bank, and they like, yeah, handle it. But they was like, give them a call first, you know, before we take care of it. And I said, okay, let me call, because I remember when I spoke to someone, I asked them, okay, what happened to this oil I supposed to get? And the guy told me was a nice guy. He said it's coming today, actually.
Right,
which
I see
was
that.
On April 1st, right.
Right.
So that was it. Nothing else about any $90 for what? You know? What? So what is going to happen now?
All right, let's see. Now, normally, like I stated, when you do sign up for it, it is auto ship, you know, each month for the product. Now, I understand you correctly. You actually stated that you are experiencing some issues because of the COVID-19 pandemic. What I can do due to those circumstances is refund the charge for you, okay?
Yes, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Now, is everything still locked down there or? I know
it's crazy. This is New York.
Yeah. Right.
So, you know, people dying every second. Yeah.
Yeah, I got a cousin that's there, and he took some pictures of, today is actually his birthday, and he took some pictures of Times Square, and I went to visit years ago.
And it
looks
scary. Yeah.
Yeah, that looks
scary.
That's scary.
Never in history. I'm born here. Okay.
Right.
It's been the city that never sleeps.
Exactly. And
so when you go
my.
There now and see it's a ghost town, nothing moving, you feel frightened.
Right.
You don't even
want to
walk through
he
here
said,
because. Yes,
I was
yes.
like, I never would have thought
in
a
history,
million years.
Never.
Yeah.
Never.
Okay.
I don't even go there because you just feel like something is watching you. You feel like there's a beast.
Like
and
it's a ghost, yeah.
Yes,
something will
like
come out and
a
get
wild
you.
Animal or something is going to run out and eat you, you know?
Yeah.
You walk in there because you're the only person walking there. So you're not trying to do it, and it'll make you want to cry because you know it's serious.
Yeah.
Because New York never. I'm going to be 50 years old nearly, so I'm like, all my life it's always been millions of people there, 24/7, 4, 5, 6, 7 in the morning. You've got thousands of people there. Like if we seeing New Year's, like New Year's,
right.
You know, that's the famous place for when the ball drops. So it's like that all the time. So to see no one, not nothing, you can drop a quarter and five blocks can hear it, okay? Then you know. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw the pic. He posts pictures. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, every second people is dying. And people that we know, my coworkers, I stopped working because I come first. When, you know, I'm an essential worker, but they just like, okay, so when I die, I just hire somebody else. That's all. So, no.
And you know,
and
you know, I was talking to my sister. She stays down south, and they're trying to get people to come from there to come up, you know, north to help. And it's like, I said, now this should be a wake-up call.
Yeah, I said because
nurses, even the techs, CNAs, techs, nurses, doctors, they need to do something better healthcare wise for them and monetary wise for them.
Because
it makes you sit down, and it makes you sit down and evaluate, like, is it worth me going to make the money to feed my family? Taking it home and killing my family?
You're going to take it, and killing your family, your children, everybody.
And if you're a CNA and you know they're lowest paid, of course they're going to be like, I'm out.
It's not because
they don't want to help. It's just the money you pay is really. They can probably barely pay. You know, for a life insurance policy, making the money, you know. So,
and
now
not even allowing. You should see all them bodies they got in bags, and they want to burn them.
That's what she said.
You can't have no funeral.
They're giving them,
died from that.
They're giving their families a certain amount of time to come and identify. If not, so if you got an individual that has coded, then. If they've already coded one time and they're on a ventilator, you have to make the decision to unplug their ventilator and give it to someone else. My sister was like, I'm not going to do that.
It's just sad. It's too sad. It's sad.
Yeah.
And I pick me first, you know, and
you
I'm going
to
relax.
Right. I gotcha.
It's scary. When you go outside, you have to have masks. You have to have gloves. Or if you don't have a mask, you got to wrap your face up. You understand, because now we know that it's in the air, the wind blowing, you're scared that you're going to breathe it in, you know, when you get on
it's
the bus,
scary.
You got to get on the back of the bus, if you get on the trains is just 1,000 times worse, you know, anything you touch could be your death, so it's like, Jesus Christ, you know, you got to wipe your house down every certain time with bleach. You know, you definitely ain't letting nobody in, not your cousins, your family, nobody. Your immediate, who lives with you is the only people you're dealing with, okay? Because that's it. And that's just it. The outside, there's curfews, you know. You can't go to the park. The summer is like it's over. The schools are closed for the whole year. It's like, Jesus, what is this now?
And it just doesn't sound like to me. It sounds like something somebody concocted up and
I said Trump.
And planted somewhere.
I said nobody.
Chicken pop type deal. These people are just like. People are dying. This is somebody in the cockpit.
Somebody that did, we know. Like, nobody except for Trump. That's why he ain't scared of it. He the only one that ain't really scared. He the only one that ain't scared. This is time for election for him to get reelected. Now he feel he gonna give everybody this little stimulus money.
That ain't no
and everybody
money.
Gonna like it.
No, he should have been talking a little bit more books, because no, that ain't no money. And then I got to jump through 3 hoops and hit 2 backwards flips to get it. He ain't think that all the way through.
I said, you know, he can't think. Any man to go on TV and say, people who have never died before,
that'd die.
Now dying. I got everybody laughing. You listen, I was in my home, and you heard neighbors all over the whole street was laughing. I say everybody, you know, because they make everybody look at the TV, you know,
yeah.
They interrupt and everybody. You heard every
you can hear the people
laughing. Was
laughing.
Yeah, we couldn't believe it. He said, people that never died before is now dying. I said, oh, goodness, damn. I said, now that's y'all president, huh, whoever, because it sure ain't mine. I don't know who talks that stupid in history. I said, this man is crazy.
Then he was like,
who
it's
died
the Chinese
before
disease.
Came back?
And I'm like,
yeah,
somebody
yeah,
he probably knows.
Yeah, the Kung Flu virus. I said, huh?
And,
I keep disrespecting saying something like that. I said, somebody has sent a
and
message to
like,
all of us.
He act like he said nothing wrong. He probably knows people that died and then came out with this COVID-19. I don't know. He might know something.
I never died before. I said, God damn it. I knew we was in trouble. I knew we was in trouble, Lord. I had to get on my knees and pray. Lord have mercy. Beat all of those men and them that didn't want to vote because they ain't want no woman president and all kind of stupidness. They ain't want Hillary. They ain't want no woman. They ain't want this and that and all that. So they didn't vote or they voted for Trump. Who would do something stupid like that? A man that have no education on politics, nothing. He just wicked and racist and don't care. Really don't care. We understand and you see it in his face. He don't care.
He ain't really scared
of this disease. I say, yeah, because he got something to do with it. They already gave him the old 411 of what it could do, how it's going to mess up the world, and we put this out there. And he said, put it out.
Right.
I need to be the president, and then I'll give them some money, and they probably like me. Ain't nobody like you. Black folks here in New York is two-faced it. You give them that money, they still tell you to kiss my ass after they got it. So you try right there with that. We don't care about that no damn money.
Right.
Nobody, if they don't like you, they don't like you, folks. And
that's
just it. Yeah, they'll take
that's
the
it.
Money, but we'll kill you
who
right
wouldn't?
Afterwards.
Thank
if we
you.
Can.
I'll take it till it's over. But come November, you in trouble with me, buddy.
Yeah,
I got
in trouble because you getting out of here some kind of way. So I was like, I don't know what he think he's doing, but it's sad. It's sad because the older folks are dying.
Yeah,
you know, and every time I look on my Facebook, somebody's dying. You know,
yeah.
4 or 5 people done died. So it's very sad.
It is. It really is. But I did refund your money back on your car. Now it probably take a few days for it to show, but I refunded the $89.97 for you.
I really appreciate it, ma'am. I don't know. I thought CVS was my friend because it's my pharmacy where I get my medicine. So I said, oh boy, I spent so much money in there. They done sent me something free. They done sent me. All I got to pay is shipping and handling for some CBD oil. I was all excited.
Well, it did result out.
Mm-hmm.
And pick what you wanted. Well, it resulted out. You end up getting that shipping and handling. So
I seen that on my card. I called Chase. They said, okay, we'll take care of Miss Baskerville. You've been with us a long time. Here's the number. Give them a call before we take care of it. And I said, okay, let me call. And thank God I remember it was April 1st. And I really appreciate you, ma'am. And God bless you. And please be safe. wherever you are, because I know this thing is everywhere. So
it is.
Just be safe. Yeah.
All right. You do the same, ma'am.
Okay. Take care. And thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And thank you for calling customer service. Bye-bye.
Thank you.